News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Is Ireland's policy for defence working? One opinion is that Ireland is totally defenceless, unable to protect critical infrastructure or even pretend to secure its own borders. And that is according to Eoin Dre, Senior Research Officer at the Wilfried Martens Centre for European Studies, who joins us this morning. Good morning to you, Eoin. According to you, we have abdicated our responsibilities around our own defence and our defence of, I suppose, northwestern Europe as such. And we are freeloaders. Explain why.
Well, essentially, I think, I don't think the government in Dublin fully understands how much the war in Ukraine has changed thinking in Brussels. It's going to be a big focus of the new mandate in the European Parliament after the 2024 elections. And essentially, Ireland is very ill-equipped to deal with this new reality. We've got 75% of the absolutely essential transatlantic undersea cables in or near Irish waters. We're responsible for 16% of EU's, territorial waters. And essentially, we have very limited capabilities in which to secure our borders and those of our fellow EU members.
I suppose that the counter-argument to that is that we have spent our money, rather than spending it on defence or the defence forces, on what some people might consider more important things, and that we are not really a threat to anyone. So the likelihood of us being attacked or our territorial borders, be they watery or otherwise, the likelihood of them being breached is fairly low.
Well, actually, yeah, but when you think about like the military concept of being attacked, that's only one very small part of it. I think Cathal Berry, the independent TD for Kildare and former senior Irish Army officer, has been very clear in saying that, in effect, because we have no capability to even patrol adequately our waters, we've actually handed the keys to the country to the cartels, to drug traffickers and to those, who are, trading in other illicit substances. So it's not just about being attacked. And we should also remember that we're in a common travel area with the UK. So we have a responsibility to ensure that our borders are secure, not just for us, but also for the UK. And I know that's not a popular topic to talk about in Ireland, but that's the essential reality of where we are today.
We do have a good relations when it comes to defence with the UK. I mean, it is the RAF who police our skies should anyone encroach upon them. And so they are protected, albeit not by Irish aircraft.
Yes, but there's also, I think, there's several other aspects to this. There's the common travel area. So there are, people who will enter Ireland wanting to go to the UK for nefarious purposes. They can just cross the border to Northern Ireland and across to Scotland, etc. So there are many aspects to this. People smuggling, drug smuggling, other illicit substance and God forbid, terrorism, etc. So, I just don't think that the Irish have fully understood the responsibilities both of EU membership and both of the common travel area with the UK.
What about people who say, well, we don't particularly want to build up a military footprint in terms of our defence forces because we are a neutral country and it sends the wrong message?
Well, I think, look, like this issue really has nothing got to do with neutrality and it has nothing got to do with NATO or the militarisation of the EU or whatever. This is really about whether we're able to defend our own borders and secure our own borders, which at the moment we're not. And I would just highlight that, neutrality doesn't mean being defenseless. Austria is another very good example. Neutral country has no plan to give up its neutrality. But Austria has 15, jet fighters, Eurofighter Typhoons that can, practically and realistically patrol its airspace.
Sure, but Austria geographically is in a slightly different position where they are placed in Central Europe. I suppose the threat from countries perhaps such as Russia is more of an issue for them, surely, than it is for us.
Well, really, I think Irish people need to understand that, 75% of transatlantic undersea cables run, in Irish waters or very near Irish waters. Now, just to put that in context, they are the cables that keep the internet going. They are the cables that, you know, deal with financial transactions in the European stock exchanges, in the US stock exchanges. I would argue that our position at the moment, and given the threat we've already seen the Russian Navy in Irish waters on several occasions, is actually much more critical than that of the countries in Central and Eastern Europe. Can you imagine if Ireland is responsible for, you know, not being able to protect its undersea cables and internet outage?
I take your point, and it is very interesting, and I think many people will likely agree with you, although not all people, I'm sure. But look, thank you for joining us this morning. That is Eoin Dre there, Senior Research Officer at the Wilfried Martens Centre for European Studies. Let us know what you think about that. We do have, relatively speaking, little to very little defence capabilities. Let us know what you think about that this morning. Is it important?
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.